25 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And grain markets are lightly mixed today. We did see quite a bit of pressure, both on the outside markets and the grains overnight, on expanding numbers of cases of the coronavirus in China, and also a huge shutdown of the entire province of Hubei. It's really cut into commerce. I noticed that the freight shipments by air are down just dramatically, and this market's not taking that particularly well. This morning, we did see good export bookings to China on corn and Milo, and also on beans and meats. Right now, we see the March corn at 380 and a quarter, that's down 2 3/4. The July at 387 and 3/4, down 2.5. And December at 390 and 3/4, that's down 2 1/4. The cheap real versus the dollar is keeping the export business flowing out of South America, particularly sales for March, April, and May delivery. There looks to be a record amount of safrina corn being planted, and certainly the cheap real plays into that factor. On the soybean side of things, we've traded to both sides on the overnight trade. Right now, we're a little bit higher with March at 896 and 3/4. That's up 4 1/4 cents. The high has been just a half higher than that. July at 418, up 3 1/4, and new crop November at 923 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. The meal market got a little bit of lift overnight as well. March meal is 293.70. That's up $2. March bean oil, 3068, down 35 cents. The Rosario Grain Exchange did increase both this year's Argentine soybean crop, but also raised last year's crop just a hair. On the wheat side of things, the March Chicago wheat at 544 is down 3 1/2 cents. July new crop, 543 3/4, that's down 5 1/4 cents. Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat are also on the weak side. We do have funds along the wheat, and they're pretty much scrambling to get out of those positions today. On the cattle side of things, we're just a little bit on the weak side. It looks like the cash will be a little weaker again this week. April live cattle, 117.55, is down 30 cents. The June, 109.62, also 30 lower. The March feeder cattle, 134.70, that's down 35 cents. The hogs are trying to rebound, not getting much done. However, April hogs at 663.80 are up 2 cents. June, 80.75, that's down 10. These outside markets, again, we saw strength in the stock market yesterday based on some global news, but today things look a little bit on the weaker side. The metals are higher in anticipation that we will see some pressure on the economy as a flight to something that looks a little bit more secure. The March crude oil futures at 51.72 are up 55 cents. The dollar index, and again, that's heavily weighted to Europe, is down just a hair, having made three-month highs in the dollar index again this week. March dollar at 98.87 is down 5 full points. We've got a lot ahead of us with the Ag Outlook meeting next week. We should get some new information. There wasn't much information really on Tuesday's WASDE report. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's